So, Jeannie, well, I wanted to introduce you to this audience because you stepped up to the plate and things just started to unfold for you. And so why don't we start at the beginning when you just this all started to lay itself out for you. Talk a little bit about what you've accomplished, you know, at the very, very last of the school year. So there was this sense of urgency. You stepped up, one person talking to another. I want you to tell a bit more about that. But the point is now you have some success. You have a whole page of testimonials from the students, students talking to the superintendent. You had took a meeting the other day with the superintendent. Things are starting to come together now, and it's just whether or not you're going to need to go out and find any more funding or if the school is going to step up and find funding through Title I monies or grant monies or, you know, they have a lot of different ways they can go. The reason for going out into the community is it's always, just always a good thing to involve the community in what's going on in the schools because the parents who work in the community, their children are going to that school, and we have a lot of situations going on that can be addressed with this program that are not quite getting up over the hump, especially in regard to bullying, suicides, drug use, that whole gamut. And what it's going to take, it's going to take a community effort. So you went out and talk about your first experience with this, with the Make a Difference with the Power of Acknowledgement program.
One of the really helpful things to me was that I had a friend who was a teacher in both the high school and in the middle school, the two areas I wanted to target. My goal was to do at least a simple program and have it be successful and then get people on board. And having a teacher in each of those schools who wanted help, we didn't even go through administration, which we didn't have time. We just, these teachers took one of their class periods, a certain class time, and for four times, I was able to go to their class and present the program. And it was extremely powerful as I saw even the first time when I'd asked the kids, do you believe that we can make a difference? Do you believe you can make a difference in your home, in the school, and the community? And I found the kids so ready for that, and they were so enthusiastic. And then so were the teachers who stayed in the classroom. I led the material, but they helped me with it. They were especially crucial, the teachers, in that early on when we went to acknowledge each student and give them a sticker, that the teacher herself did that acknowledgement of each student. She called that student up and told them something unique about that student, and then I gave them a sticker and plus three more to take with them to pass out. And at the high school, it was a special ed program, so they really weren't used to being appreciated. And I found that they were very responsive to this. And the teacher took them outside of the classroom one by one to give them that acknowledgement. And they came back and they said, she made me cry. But you could see how touched they were. Mm-hmm. To have somebody be appreciating them. And so that was really a crucial aspect, to have a teacher do that part, I think. I could have said something, but the teacher who worked with them, giving them that acknowledgement, was really special.
I want you to tell about that special ed student who was rocking in his desk. Talk a little bit about that.
The first day, as I'm in this class, I don't know any of these students, and the one student is what you would call a rocker. He just sat and rocked back and forth. And I had just talked a little bit. We had done a little bit of the presentation, and I told him what we were going to be doing. That student got up from his chair, walked over to me. He had a sticker in his hand by this time because the teacher had talked with him. And he said, Mrs. Hershey, I want to give you a sticker because you make a difference for me. And I thought, how amazing that my first time in there and just being a part, that one little presentation by the teacher and me made that difference for this kid, that he could see that and he could make sure that he came and expressed appreciation. So that was a real exciting. We saw lots of times with the kids in these classes how they began to acknowledge each other. And we have asked them to write down a paragraph of some kind about their experience in passing out the stickers. That was the first part that they did. And they brought those back to us. And then I typed them up, and we've had stories from them. But we got powerful, touching stories from kids as they passed these out to someone. Someone would say, you know, my dad cried, or my mom cried, and they were happy all day. And because they went home and passed them to their families in that way. And some people would give them feedback. No one ever told me these things before. And these are just getting started in the program, and yet it was so meaningful how they could go and share it with people.
Now, did you show them the movie of the acknowledgement story?
We did. We started with that. That was one of the first things. Because of our short time frame, I got the materials the night before. We already had set the first day to start. It was easy enough to follow your materials, Mary, that I could find that movie and go with the materials. And that was one of the things I appreciated about the program, was even though you have it so well prepared that anybody could take it and do a program, I didn't have time to do all that, but I could pick and pull stuff, mm-hmm. and I didn't have to worry that Mary's going to be upset with me, because I knew the material was going to work for me, and that's what we did, because it was one of those times we were in the last week of school. We didn't have time to do all the other stuff, but I could take and pull. And so, yes, we did use that. And we used the different ones. Then the kids said, we want to do something more than this. So there was, in our community, we have what we call Apple Blossom Festival. And there's a parade, and they said, can't we go be a part of the parade? Can we walk in the parade and give out bracelets? Because by that time, we had bracelets in the, and so they did that, bracelets or stickers. I gave them a combination of them. So they walked in the parade with that, and they would go up to different people. They went up to police officers who were standing by. They went up to all kinds of people and would give them a sticker or a bracelet.
And the sticker and the bracelet say, I make a difference. And the story is about the power of acknowledgement. And I don't want to give it away because I want you all to watch it if you haven't watched it yet. But it's the act of acknowledgement that is transformative. And here we have children and students acknowledging other children and students and adults. And it changes the energy. And it softens the rough edges defensiveness that many, many people carry because they've never been treated well or acknowledged or expressed in this way. So it just occurred to me that those who have not watched the movie don't know what the stickers say. So it says, I make a difference.
Right.
And what did they feel? What did those kids feel about knowing that they made a difference?
They were really excited. In fact, we planned for the last day, then we would have a celebration. And we bought pizza. The grandfather that started this all helped me buy pizza and ice cream for the kids. And so then we had the school superintendent, who's not been on board with us in these kind of activities before, but they wanted her to come. I checked with her, and she decided that she would come. And she was there, the school counselor and this grandfather. During the time then, I asked them if any of them wanted to say something. And one of the boys, who the teacher would have thought was having some of the most difficulty, that boy ran around all the desks and went over to the superintendent, carrying a bracelet, and he said to her, I want you to know that you make a difference to all of us. And I want you to know that this program should be at all of our schools, and we should start at the first of the year. And I want you to have this bracelet to know you make a difference. And that was a powerful moment in there. And since that time, I'll jump ahead to further, but since that time, the superintendent has decided that when she has the orientation for all of the district school staff, which is like 120 to 150 people, bus drivers, cooks, whoever, that we have opportunity to briefly present this program, and then we will have a booth there so people can, teachers can come learn about that program and how to use it in their classroom.
And so there's many levels that people can do this. And let's just start with where you started, which is a teacher invited you in, and you provided the wristbands and the stickers and did one class. So the, you know, kind of the beauty of schools is that teachers have the leeway to do things like this themselves. And the other side of that equation is then at the upper levels, a superintendent can get involved and decide, okay, this was so successful here, we're going to do it school-wide. So, you know, my what I hope people are hearing today is that you don't have to wait for, you know, an all-school event to make this happen, and it never gets old, and even if the entire school does it, you get to do it again, and there's plenty of activities in the program to, you know, to do it again and again, so or to elongate it beyond the Make a Difference week. So what I think is beautiful about how this unfolded for you, Jeannie, is that you just took a step and went forward, and other things are now starting to happen. So the next step, as it appears, is that you're going to do the faculty and staff. And then at that point, we'll see if they want to take it further at the school. The other thing I love about it is that you did go out to the community with the parade. And here you have, you know, so you, so when I say take it out to the community, I mean kids will take it out to the community. And it's infectious, it's uplifting, people are amazed, and I give out wristbands all the time. Every time we run out errands, I always have four on my wrist, and I always find somebody who sparks my interest or does something for me. And every, I would say 99 out of 100 times that people say, no one has ever acknowledged me before.
I think it is so important to be ready to start small. If I had waited to get administration on board, we would never have gotten anything done. But I hope it goes to something bigger now at this point, because it seems to be on kind of an expanding, explosive kind of, explosive in a good way. But I think we have to be ready to just start, find somebody who's ready to let us into their classroom, and who, someone told me, well, teachers always like to have something free in their classroom, that I had two people that I knew, and that was the key to our success in getting it going, I believe. And now I think it's going to spread far beyond that.
Well, for first of all, I want to give your website, because you are available to do that, and it's www.jeannieshelpingheart.net, and that's Jeannie, J-E-A-N-I-E-S, Jeannie's helpingheart.net, and she's qualified to get in there and help your school run this program, or your business, or your church, or your organization. So we have four programs to cover every area of our communities. It goes in one way, it comes around another. It doesn't matter. I've written four different programs to address the needs of each of these areas. So for anyone listening to this who is not a teacher or in education, there's an opportunity here as well. If you're a counselor, a coach, a consultant, and you want to be contributing and giving back to your community, which, by the way, is a great way to fill your practice, or a doctor, a lawyer, any way you can contribute to your school, that's how people find out about you. And then it's word of mouth from there, and we just follow follow where it leads us. So,
thank you, Mary.
Okay. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you so much. And let me know how things go with the superintendent.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Bye-bye.